There are two quotes of Jung's that are the philosophical backbone of this talk. So I would like to just read those to you and then go ahead and tell you some basic theses that I'm making here. And then I would like to show you slides of different myths that I've pulled out of the mythological archives that most illustrate the kinds of themes of betrayal that I tend to hear most often, and that I think many of us experience most often. And Jung's two quotes are these. One is from his Vision Seminars, and he says, "The self gives you a peculiar feeling of safety, of certainty. It is a harbor which you found. You feel definite and beautifully protected. And then in the next moment, you play the devil against yourself to destroy that security. Nobody should want to be secure forever, because security is a self-deception, an abuse or blasphemy against the movement of life. It is immoral. It is then as if you yourself had to perform the titanic dismemberment as a reaction against the self." And at another point in that book, he says, "One has to live in the two extremes, like the snake, up and down, left and right. One cannot take the road of life without taking both sides of it, because one side alone would lead to a standstill. If one wants to live, one must endure the opposites, because the way is twofold." The theme of betrayal seems to me to be one of the most frequent in human experience. It's the stuff of myth, certainly, of literature, of Shakespeare, of soap operas, and of countless analytic hours. And it's a factor in the therapeutic relationship itself. Who of us really has not felt that sort of sick, hot knife that pierces us when we find that someone whom we trusted has betrayed us? Or who has not been torn by facing a choice which will mean betraying another who has trusted us? There are also those moments when one feels sickened because one has betrayed oneself, been a fool, said something silly. And there are certainly times when we feel that in order to go on in life, we have to betray an old self for the sake of the new one. There are many forms of betrayal and many ways to betray or suffer it. Common, perhaps, to all of them is that there has usually been a promise somehow made, or a promise fantasized, and then a withdrawal or a loss of that promise. The promise could be of a deeply committed bond, the bond, say, in a long marriage, or it can be of a fleeting illusion. It's quite astonishing to think that sometimes one can experience a severe pain when the stranger, the enchanted stranger across the room, leaves before you met him, and you realize you've built up this fantasy about this person. That is an immediate reaction, can feel as strong as the reaction one has when one finds that a long-term relationship is foundering. Now, certainly in the long term, something is quite different in those two instances, and yet the instant reactions are much the same. And this suggests, then, that there is an acute sense of betrayal whenever there has been a process of giving a piece of oneself away. And when one feels, then, that the world, or the other, or another side of that oneself has not fulfilled or kept that promise.